Gisele Fetterman, cruel for Texas Governor Greg Abbott to bus illegal aliens to sanctuary city Philadelphia. By John Binder on November 17, 2022. Gisele Fetterman, the wife of Senator-elect John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, D., says Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., is playing political games that are cruel by his sending the first busload of border crossers and illegal aliens to the sanctuary city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On Wednesday, as Breitbart News revealed in exclusive footage, a busload of border crossers and illegal aliens arrived in Philadelphia, where District Attorney Larry Krasner, backed by billionaire George Soros, says they will be proudly welcomed. Philadelphia remains a sanctuary city, and we will proudly welcome the people sent here by Governor Abbott, Krasner wrote on Twitter. However, anyone who has coerced or defrauded these migrants will be held accountable under the law. Gisele Fetterman, who first arrived in the United States from Brazil as an illegal alien, wrote that she wished she had been there when the migrant bus arrived. She also attacked Abbott for his operation that sends border crossers and illegal aliens to sanctuary jurisdictions. I wish I could have been there to receive you. I hope you find kindness and a soft landing spot after your long and arduous journey. Gisele Fetterman wrote, Abbott's political games are cruel, but I'm proud Philly is welcoming migrants with food, water, shelter, kindness, and open arms. On the campaign trail, Gisele and John Fetterman repeatedly contradicted accounts of how the Brazil native first arrived illegally in the United States. While the Fettermans said Gisele had first arrived at 7 years old, this was contradicted in prior reports and ad campaigns that claim she arrived at 9 years old. The cost to Philadelphia taxpayers is said to be steep should the migrant buses continue coming. In New York City, another sanctuary jurisdiction where Abbott has sent busloads of migrants, taxpayers are expected to foot a bill of at least $600 million over the course of a year to subsidize social services, free housing, public school spots, and overall infrastructure costs as a result of the illegal immigration influx. Abbott's plan sending migrant buses to sanctuary jurisdictions was implemented to aid Texas with shifting the financial burden of President Joe Biden's record-setting illegal immigration levels at the United States-Mexico border. More than 5.5 million border crossers and illegal aliens are estimated to have arrived at the southern border since Biden took office, and the administration is welcoming at least 6,200 into American communities every day. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.